Yeah, there will be shiur tomorrow night in Mitzvah Shem. And Wednesday night and Thursday night.
What?
Maybe we can call them back and get them to
answer. Monday night. Shara HaBechina, our new Shara HaBechina series, number 2. Okay, so the drug companies try to create chemical compounds in order to cure various illnesses. In order to cure various illnesses. But the truth is, if you amayin a little in food, then you see that food itself, almost all foods, have the chemicals that cure illnesses or can bring about illnesses, and all these things are packed into everyday food. So some examples like Valium. So the scientists came across that they found traces of the tranquilizer Valium in the brains of various animals. So how did, what?
We get some of them?
Yeah, so you'll have which foods. Scientists found them, that Valium is in the whole list. Potatoes, lentils, rice, corn, mushrooms, in tiny amounts. But that's just one example of the chemical that food has, that all these drugs are really all in food. A carrot is the food source of beta, I don't know how you pronounce the word, beta-carotene, which is an anti-cancer, artery-protecting, immune-boosting antioxidant. A carrot a day slashed stroke rates in women by 68%. What? Face. And it has a whole bunch of things. It's fiber, which is high in soluble fiber. And cooking doesn't destroy the qualities of carrots, rather. Light cooking makes it easier for the body to absorb it. Okay, another example is aspirin, which is a blood thinner, anticoagulant drug. So it originally came from the bark of a willow tree. And then they figured out in the 1970s, he says here, that scientists began to understand how aspirin works, because it platelets are the smallest blood component, and they clump together, they aggregate. So aspirin doesn't let them get clumped together. So then they find traces of this drug, which it came from a willow tree. They found it in different foods that create this chemical reaction, that these platelets don't clump together, don't congregate. Garlic, onions, cinnamon, watermelon, red wine, they have anticoagulant powers, all these foods. I'm saying, I guess if you want to be mining them, you go buy these books that say these things. Garlic, to talk about. Garlic is one of the world's strongest, most complex antibacterial agents. Studies on garlic, onion, that's what the Gemara always talks about, these two things. So it has kitzur, it has these drugs. Food compounds destroy bacteria. Blueberries, cranberries. Kitzur, food not only has vitamins, and the point we're making today is that it not only has the things that you need for general good health, that they're maize in the body, and that's a nace b'fnei atzmo, which one night or two nights we'll talk about it, how it's maize in the body and refines the body with all the things that the body needs just to function. The chiddush here is that it has the drugs to cure, that when you get sick, most of the drugs that are produced and that you buy they come from food. They can be found in food, maybe small traces. You have to know which foods, and you can ultimately, I don't know if you could actually treat diseases with the foods. Folic acid, what? Oh, folic acid. Folic acid is in green leafy vegetables, and it can cure psychiatric disorders, notably depression, schizophrenia, because it has, what? Yeah, because it has this folic acid. Kitsa, broccoli, so all these things are natural. Tens of thousands of chemicals are found in food, and has the curative powers of many of these drugs that we, most of the drugs, maybe all of the drugs, basically, that we find over the counter that we buy. That's what it comes from, the regular food that Hashem created. It's not like the science, not like they, the pharmaceutical companies, like came up with something, or scientists discovered something. It all comes from food. It's all in the food that Hashem created that we should ingest into our bodies, has these curative powers as well. Okay.